Hi, I'm Oliver from Solution Loans, and today we're going to talk about PayPal. PayPal is now the biggest third-party payment provider in the world, meaning that it now dominates online processing on sites that go far beyond its original introduction on eBay. A huge number of retailers now try to get you to use PayPal whenever you make online purchases, but there are both advantages and disadvantages in doing this. So I'm going to be talking about the pros and cons of using PayPal. So there are four main advantages. Number one, PayPal is pretty safe. PayPal encrypts all of its customers' data to the highest possible standard. Its servers check your browser to make sure that you are using the latest encryption technology. It then stores that data on servers which are not directly connected to the rest of the web. That means that even if PayPal's public-facing servers were hacked, your data has a higher level of protection than with many other payment providers. The second advantage is that sending money to friends and family on PayPal is free. If you've ever had to send money to somebody in your family who, let's say, is at university or is abroad, then you'll know that many providers like Western Union will charge you for the privilege, but PayPal doesn't. It doesn't charge a penny for sending money as a gift. So that's really useful if you're sending money to a friend or a member of your family. The third advantage is it's really easy to use. The app on the iPhone and Android make it simple to buy online and transfer money at the touch of a screen to no matter where you are in the world. When you've downloaded the app and gone through its security procedures, you'll be able to transfer, send money, pay bills, look at your transaction history and make purchases on both eBay and a multitude of other retailer sites. The PayPal app relies upon a PIN number, maybe your fingerprint, as a way to make it safer for sending money and receiving money, and it's safer than a credit card. Final advantage is discounts. Now, PayPal offers special discounts to loyal customers who use the service to buy from particular retailers. So you can find a list of those discounts at paypal.co.uk/shopping. Use PayPal to shop from companies like H. Samuel, Ernest Jones, and Converse, and you might save up to 40% on a whole host of products across your day-to-day purchases of clothes, jewellery, and even perhaps car insurance. But PayPal doesn't come without some disadvantages. And we think these are the sort of four that you need to consider. Now, the first thing is, if you use PayPal, let's say, rather than a credit card, is that you lose what's known as your Section 75 rights. And that is in relation to the Consumer Credit Act. So if you use PayPal on items costing more than £100, then you're losing your rights, your Section 75 rights as part of the Consumer Credit Act, which protects you when you pay for something costing between £100 and £30,000. Normally with a credit card, the credit card company is jointly liable, that's the key, jointly liable with the retailer should anything go wrong. But Section 75 only applies when there's a direct relationship between the debt, i.e. when you use the card, and the product. It doesn't apply when you get a loan or use a payment provider like PayPal. The second disadvantage is that PayPal will charge you if you receive money. If you use PayPal to receive payments, let's say particularly on eBay, then it'll charge you anything between 5 and 10% of the total price. That means that eBay sellers not only face the fees imposed by the auction service, but will also be charged when they finally sell their item and receive the money through PayPal. Third disadvantage is that PayPal has the ability to freeze user accounts. It might do this more frequently than you think. Sometimes PayPal users report that their accounts have been frozen without warning. The company's algorithms are constantly checking every transaction to look for unusual behavior, which might be something as innocuous as a larger than usual sum being moved through its systems. When it freezes an account, it's impossible to transfer funds to a bank account or send money to another person. PayPal can also put a freeze on money that were sent when an item was bought online, and it may refuse to lift the ban until the item is delivered, making life difficult for retailers who rely on its service. The final disadvantage is that PayPal may well hold on to your money. You might not get immediate access to funds from PayPal if you sell something on eBay. The payment provider sometimes holds on to payments for up to 21 days to guard against the possibility of a problem with a transaction, some form of fraudulent activity, that is. This can happen to sellers who have not had much of an activity, much of a history, if you like, and if they, particularly if they're selling certain types of goods such as electronics, gift cards and event tickets, which typically are more subject to higher levels of fraud. If you want to see this blog, go to solution-loans.co.uk/blog and search for PayPal in the search box. And we're regularly posting new podcasts relating to some of our more popular blog posts, so do check back, and we hope to see you soon.